Who are you?
Ice-T.
Ice-T, I have to ask you, right off the bat, did you ghostwrite this right here, Mr. T's Commandments?
Yes, I did.
That's amazing. Can you tell me about working with Mr. T? Because you're not credited on this particular record.
I'm not on there?
No, it doesn't have your name. Like, if you open it up, check, look for your name. It doesn't say your actual name. It doesn't say Ice-T on the actual credits when you open it up.
Yeah, this is a secret. I guess back in the day, I didn't feel I was, you know, going to ever be anybody. I was around these cats that were actually doing a video for him called Be Somebody or Be Somebody's Fool, and they really didn't have a rapper, and they asked me would I try to help Mr. T rap, and I wrote mostly all the raps for him.
I love it. Mr. T's Commandments, believe it, every word is
true.
True, yeah.
It was pretty whack. I mean, it's something to look back on, but the fact that I was able to even work with Mr. T, I got to, you know, give myself a pat on the back for that.
Because it makes me think, who is the real T, Mr. T or Ice-T? Who is the real T?
Mr. T has the mohawk.
And that gives him the crown.
That's the answer, yeah. And he's bigger than me, and he's more violent, I think.
Ice-T, I wanted to read you a quote from Blowfly. Blowfly says, I'm a stand-up comedian, a rapper, and a singer. What do you think about that? Are you like Blowfly?
Yeah. Well, I try to sing. You know, I sing in body count. But, yeah, I'm a stand-up comedian. I like to try to get a joke in edgewise, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm a rapper. I go from one side to the other. Sometimes I'm really dead serious about certain issues, and other times I'm just, you know, having fun.
Ice-T, is it true, David Hasselhoff, Ice-T, is this true you're going to be producing David Hasselhoff's rap LP?
No, there was a rumor out about that. What happened was I was doing an interview with a guy, and he asked me, he says, you're so cool, Ice, you could probably make anybody rap. And I'm like, for enough money, I can make anybody rap. He said, could you make David Hasselhoff rap? I said, for $5 million, I have him rapping like Jay-Z. So the next thing you know, we got the rumor out that I'm actually working with David Hasselhoff. But nope.
I thought he's your next-door neighbor.
Nope. Nah. I never even met him before.
So nothing came of it then? He didn't ever contact you?
Arthur's still out there.
So David Hasselhoff, if you're listening to this.
Or anybody. $5 million, become a hip-hop star.
Ice-T, how are the juice wars going? Because you have the liquid.
Yeah, I had Liquid Ice, but actually I got in a lawsuit with them cats, and I'm not promoting them anymore.
Ah, okay, because it was Liquid Ice, and Anelli has the pimp juice, yeah. So I thought there was some juice wars going on.
I made Liquid Ice. Liquid Ice was better. It tasted better and everything. But what happened was the cats that had the company sold it to some other people, and then they tried to breach my contract, and we had to take them to the mats. You dig what I'm saying? We had to get our money.
Ice-T, you talked today how about you had to prepare for potential predators, battling potential predators.
Yeah.
Like, you never know who you'll come up against. So I offer you this. What was it like when you battled a leprechaun in Leprechaun in the Hood?
I was worried about that leprechaun because that leprechaun, I never saw that guy out of makeup. So he is a midget. So every time I would hit the corner, he was walking around. He always looked like that. So I wasn't really cool with that leprechaun. I was kind of like, he was a strange character, and he was always in character. So I just, you know, read my lines and stayed, you know, out of the way.
That's somebody you never prepared for. You never prepared for a leprechaun, did you, Ice-T?
Nah, I never thought I would actually have to go head up with anybody with superpowers.
Ice-T, what was it like having a 1-900 line? You had a 1-900 line. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Back in the day, that was before the internet, you know what I'm saying? So people would call. You just have a whole bunch. You'd answer a whole bunch of questions, and they would call, and they'd press a button, and they'd get a recording.
Ice-T, November 14th. What does November 14th mean to you?
Day before November 15th?
No, it's Ice-T Day in Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that years and years ago. I haven't never went down there and flexed my key to the city. I haven't gone down there and said, hey, everybody, shut up. It's my day. But they gave that to me years ago.
Is that the only day you have? Have you been given the keys to any other cities?
And I think they wish they took that day back. I think after they gave it to me, people said, do you really know who he is? So, if you know, I would make it so on November 14th in Atlanta, all titties will be bare, okay?
Ice-T, were you the first guy to say ho on a record?
I don't know. Maybe me or Too Short, probably.
Because that's what I was wondering. I wanted to ask you about some of these vintage iced tea jacks here, if you could hold it. Right here we have the coldest wrap. And first off, let's zero in on that photo. What is going on there, iced tea?
Well, that's the old hip-hop style. You know what I'm saying? It was like a lot of metal, a lot of studs and stuff like that. If you looked at what Melly Mel and the Furious Five and all of us was wearing, it was real heavy metal. So it was, that was the style back then.
Were you told to wear that?
No, that was just how MCs, we wanted to look tough, so that's what we wore.
And there's the coldest rap. That's, I thought, maybe the rap that contained the word ho for the first time on Wax.
Yeah, this is my first record. This is actually not on this the right label. It was on a record called Saturn. But, you know, I still had my hat on, and I had my glasses and stuff. But, you know, back in the day, that was the cool look.
Now, they dressed you up for the movie Breakin'. Did they dress you up?
No, that was just my clothes.
So those were your clothes?
Yeah, I had on, like, a bomber jacket. I had on a hat from Neiman Marcus, and just doing my thing.
Ice-T, underneath that record, if you could just lift them, we have another compilation here called the Compton Compilation. And if you could turn that over for a second, I want to ask you about this. Here we have a picture of Compton's Most Wanted with a white guy in the band.
Yeah, well, you know, there's white people in Compton. Actually, that was MC8 and their crew, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it was like, who was in the original NWA? You had Arabian Prince was in that group back in the days, you know what I'm saying? So, it's white people in Compton, you know that?
And right over here we have Vanilla C, a female rapper. What's the history of female gangster rappers, Ice-T?
I don't know, the trip with female gangster rappers is once a girl acts too hard, she no longer acts like a girl. So it's kind of like a paradox, you know what I'm saying? It's like they can only rap so hard, then they start sounding mannish. So it never really works. I think the only people that really mastered that is Foxy Brown and, say, Lil' Kim.
What do you think, and if we could move this record out, of this record, this record, this person right here?
Terry C, right?
Terry C. What's the importance of Terry C, a white woman gangster rapper?
Yeah, somehow Easy hooked up with her, and she was, like, supposed to have been the next thing and stuff. And, you know, I never really met her. From what I understood, she was an interesting chick, had an ill personality. A lot of people wasn't really getting along with her. But then I heard she turned over and started to try to do rock.
I've been mentioning the women because you're hosting VH1 Hip Hop Honors, and I understand you're introducing MC Light into a Hall of Fame. MC Light!
Yeah, MC Light is a hardcore rapper. I wouldn't call
East Coast.
East Coast, but I wouldn't call her gangster rap, but she was hardcore. You know, she was right on the edge and very much respected and one of the pioneers of the early rugged style of rap.
Ice-T, if we could have you pull out another record, we have here The Posse, Chapter 2, another Compton record.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the back here, I find it interesting. There are some pictures here. We have, right here on the very back, the 2 Live Crew when they were from L.A.
Yeah, people don't know that. Actually, Brother Marquise was really used to be my hype man. He used to come out on stage with us in some of our shows. And all the groups from L.A. originally started on Mecola Records. I don't know if this is that. See? Mecola. Mecola was a pressing plant in L.A. that we could go to, and you could really go in there with a tape, and they would make you a record. So that's where me, N.W.A., all the L.A. groups started right there.
And right there we have Digital Underground. Now, at this time, was Tupac dancing for Digital Underground? What can you say about Tupac dancing for Digital Underground?
Yeah, Tupac was dancing and doing the whole digital thing. They was, you know, do what you like and all that kind of stuff, having a good time. You know, he didn't really jump off until he went into his solo career with the more hardcore stuff.
And right over here, we have Ice-T. What do you remember about this? This is one cool record cover, Ice-T.
It's me and Evil. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, everybody was just trying. We had the gun. I had the 38, you know, back in the day. I had the 3-finger ring right there that, you know, everybody wanted. Some fresh Jordans, you know what I'm saying? It was just being funky fresh. You're trying to keep it real clean.
Do you still have that outfit?
No, I don't have that outfit, but it would still look good today.
Ice-T, one other thing I was wondering about was 99 Problems.
Yeah.
What's the history of that song? That's your song. Jay-Z took it. And now apparently there's some links to 2 Live Crew.
What happened was, the true story is, Brother Marquise made that comment one time. I was with him and he was like, you know, I got 99 problems and the bitch ain't one. So I thought, I was like, man, we can make a record off of that. So we called Marquise up, flew him out to L.A. Me and him did the record together, paid him, everything was cool. And that was that. Years later, Jay-Z hears the record from Rick Rubin, decides he wants to remake it, makes the hook, and does it. Then Marquise comes back and hears Jay-Z did it and decides he wants more money, but all the money was already paid out. I didn't get any publishing from it because I had a publishing deal at the time. So he decides, you know, he wanted to sue me and all kinds of nasty stuff, which friends shouldn't do to each other. But that's the true story. So nothing's happened since then. You know, it's kind of water under the bridge. But, you know, the first 99 Problems was done by myself and brother Marquise from 2 Live Crew.
Ice-T, what did you do on Fame? You were on Fame. What did you do on Fame?
Breakdancer. I was a breakdancer.
Now, would you get paid for that? Did you negotiate a good deal, or is it like those other movies where you didn't get as much money?
And we got paid scale, you know, so I probably like $7,000.
Ice-T, you're a good friend of Jello Biafra. How come Jello Biafra, ex-Dead Kennedys, is the real G? How is Jello Biafra the real G?
Well, you know, real G is basically, if you really want to get into it, it just means you're original. You know, and you know, Jello Biafra is one of the original, you know, Dead Kennedys member, one of the original punkers, one of the original people who really set the mold for a lot of the early punk rock and stuff like that. So that makes him a G. If you obviously a copy of somebody, you don't get that G. You can't be called a G. You're basically a replica.
Ice-T, do you still like Sizzler?
Yeah, Sizzler's more of a West Coast place. You know, we go to, in New York right now, we go to Tad's.
Ice-T, the movie 3,000 Miles to Graceland.
Yeah.
I was a bit upset. At the end of that movie, you're suspended from a flying fox and you totally get murdered. Why did you agree to do that? Was that just the money? Because I felt mad. Ice-T, you had no chance to live in that movie, did you?
Well, true story was the cat that was directing it wanted me to be one of the Elvises at the beginning of the movie. And I couldn't do it because I had another obligation. So Bokeem played the first Elvis. And they actually wrote that part in the movie to bring me in at the end. So it was kind of like he wanted me to be. I got a cool part playing Henderson. And it was a pretty exciting movement. So I get a moment in the movie. So I get a lot of clips and action sequence shows.
You're just hanging basically from a meat hook, getting nailed.
Spinning around, shooting two guns. It was cool. It was fun.
Ice-T, Dan Quayle, did he get a gold record for helping Body Count?
Yeah, we gave Dan Quayle a gold record. We gave Charlton Heston a gold record. Not so much that they helped us, but it was just like they were so stupid. So, you know, you can call once you have an official gold record, you can call and get anybody's name connected to it. So we got one with Charlton Heston's name on it and one with Quayle. We haven't ever presented it to him.
Ice-T, you recently played the Leeds Festival with Body Count, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
And you were heard saying, the main stage is full of pussies.
True.
What is a pussy, Ice-T?
Just a pussy. Everybody knows what a pussy is. Just, I guess a pussy is something that has no balls.
Ice-T, what's wrong with teddy bears? Why don't you like teddy bears? You're saying Kanye West has a teddy bear. Why don't you like teddy bears?
I don't understand grown men with teddy bears. I don't understand it. I mean, Kanye West is cool. I mean, he just threw me with the teddy bear.
Ice-T, I wanted to ask you lastly here about this record right here. We have the Jimmy Castor Bunch. What can you tell the people about the Jimmy Castor Bunch? You use a sample of this on your Power record.
Africa Islam produced a lot of my music, and he was into the old original hardcore funk bands like Jimmy Castor Bunch and Dad's Band and all the real heavy grooves like that. So that's part of hip-hop, is taking something that maybe, you know, obscure to other people and making it funky. That's what hip-hop is about.
And you were saying, Ice-T, that your band has splintered. Is it true that your ex-associate, the Egyptian Lover, is Egyptian Lover a pimp, or is that DJ Aladdin is the pimp?
DJ Aladdin's a pimp. DJ Aladdin is now pimping somewhere. He may be up here in Canada with his groove on. Egyptian Lover, from what I last understood, is out DJing right now all over the world.
Because he was in the movie Breaking with you, right?
He was in there with Africa Islam and the Glove.
Ice-T, anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
Nah, I think you got enough. You're a very interesting guy, and I like your wardrobe.
Well, thank you very much, Ice-T. Really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's real pimpish. I like how it's going down. It's real big.
Ice-T, why should people care about Ice-T and Body Count?
I don't know. I mean, you got to care about something. Why not care about us? You know what I'm saying? I think music is just like, you know, going to the ice cream store, man. You know, if you don't like this flavor, pick out, you know, another flavor. I'm just happen to be one of the flavors in the ice cream store.
Well, thanks so much, Ice-T. Keep on rocking in the free world and doo 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 doo.
Bang, bang.